Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Mind Your Business. And we're talking about companies that across every industry have tried to make quick operational changes to acclimatize to the COVID-19 pandemic and mitigate its impacts on the bottom line. So resources, projects, functions, they've all maybe outsourced initially or cobbled together internally as a short-term solution. And as this new normal slowly comes into focus, a lot of businesses are looking for more long-lasting stability and they're investing in their IT departments. I mean, it was once seen as a strategic enabler that business leaders supported without question, but IT today, now that's often seen as an operational overhead rather than a competitive weapon. So how can you make the best out of your IT investments for your business? Let's find out more from Seth Ravin, who is the founder, global CEO, and chairman of the board at Rimini Street. Seth, how are you? Hello.
Wonderful. Good to be with you again.
This is quite an interesting conversation because of how the shift has happened, you know, through COVID-19, that the importance of IT. But first, let's talk about Rimini Street. It's one of the global providers of enterprise software support products and services. They're a leading third-party support provider for Oracle and SAP software products. What is the company's mission here?
Well, we're actually bringing a wide variety of what we consider extraordinary IT solutions delivered by an extraordinary engineering team. And we service thousands of clients around the world, including many of Malaysia's and Singapore's largest clients, and over 180 of the Fortune 500.
And you guys have recently announced your fiscal first quarter results for the year. How's the picture looking?
Well, we think that we're going to see a continued accelerated growth in the years ahead, and we're targeting $1 billion U.S. dollars in annual sales by the time we get to 2026.
All right. So Rimini Street has helped organizations with their need for enterprise software support. Let's get a baseline here. I mean, from your observation, how has this evolved over the past 2 years, especially since COVID-19 hit?
Well, this is bigger than a COVID story. This is a war story, a deglobalization, a supply chain. The fact that we have so many factors affecting companies today, more than we've ever seen, is a confluence of challenges, including the pandemic. So companies are having a very difficult time deciding how to make investments, where to invest in IT that can actually drive competitive advantage in a constantly changing world.
I like that the way you phrase that. And, you know, what comes to mind is, what are some of the common mistakes that they make? You know, are they blinded too much by thinking, I got to have a competitive edge first?
Well, I think that for most companies, the first thing they have to do is build a framework for how to prioritize their IT investments. Rimini Street is in the business of coming in and helping CIOs, CFOs, even CEOs rethink how they're going to spend IT as a limited resource. How are they going to use that to drive growth, manage through all of these challenges that we have to deal with today in the world, make the right decisions, and make sure that they wind up in a position to thrive through all these changes rather than have the company suffer through those changes.
Seth, I wonder, you know, at one of these presentations to a potential client, do you get the question, Seth, what makes a good IT investment? What does that picture look like?
Well, that picture absolutely looks like looking at the way that software is designed today, looking at independent point solutions and changing their whole image of IT from something that is a cost center to an absolute asset for the business. In fact, if you look at it, whether it's banking with mobile apps, whether it's your local stores and the way that you can buy online and return locally or vice versa, this is how business is done. And those who aren't making those investments and focusing on improving their business operations relative to their competitors are not going to succeed in growing in the future.
I mean, we are talking about also streamlining your IT investments by engaging with third-party support. Does that mitigate the lack of technology skill gap? I mean, what are some of the skill gaps that we're seeing right now?
Well, the challenges for companies, first of all, is in the enterprise software space, those who are using Oracle systems and SAP systems, and even those using Salesforce systems and other SaaS products, they have too high a cost. They need better service, they need to reduce those costs, and they need to reallocate some of that spending to other innovation projects within the company. The truth that every company deals with, whether they're the most successful company or they're a company in financial challenge, is the fact that there is never enough budget in the IT budget to do all the projects that a company wants to do, which means IT is a very, very scarce resource, and it has to be properly allocated and strategically so.
So what does this mean then for the role of the CIO? It's for sure changed quite a bit now.
Well, the CIO used to be the person who provided and made sure that the data center worked and the computers ran. That is not the role of the CIO today. The CIO today sits at the table with the rest of the senior management team and is part of the strategic plan for the company moving forward. If you're a bank and you need to do banking applications to compete for internet banking, that CIO is going to be part of the development team of getting that banking application to be one of the best in the industry, or they will not get their depositors. They will go to other banks. And so that is the new role, is much more involved in the day-to-day business, not just running the back-end computers.
Coming back to Rimini Street, right? I mean, we talked about the technology gap, the skills gap. I mean, how does Rimini Street help to bridge these gaps?
Well, one of the things that we do for thousands of clients, including governments, is we will step in and we will replace the very expensive annual maintenance fees from Oracle or SAP, and we'll come in at half the price with a much better offering. And that's just the foundation. And then we offer our what we call application management services, which means we will run those systems for clients. So we'll run them, we'll support them. Think of it as a business process outsourcing, where we will take responsibility for these big SAP and Oracle systems and databases, and we will run them and support them independent of the company, and that takes all that pressure off. And as you mentioned before, they don't have to worry about staffing during difficult staffing times. Rimini Street handles all of that for them.
Oh, that certainly does free up a lot of time, and must come as quite a relief. Let's talk about the future plans for Rimini Street. I mean, what's your view of Southeast Asia? How important is it as a growth market? I know you have quite a number of clients here.
Yeah, Southeast Asia, as well as all of Asia, is a very, very high growth market for us. We have over 300 clients in the region. We service a lot of the largest companies there, whether it's the Protons and others and Cellcoms in Malaysia. These companies are very much benefiting from Rimini Street service. And we believe that we're going to expand quite a bit in the region. The region really needs this allocation focus on IT, and we believe that we can come in across Asia and really offer some great services to help companies move ahead and be very, very competitive in the future.
Actually, for the companies listening in, for business owners listening in, you know, thinking about being competitive IT investments, for you personally, what kind of trends are you seeing come up? What kind of trends do you expect, especially when we go into the second half of 2022, 2023, first half? What are your thoughts?
Well, part of what CIOs and CFOs and CEOs are focused on, they have to get more value out of the assets they've already invested in. There's no reason to change out these big core ERP systems. Most users can run them for another 15 to 20 years driving extreme investment out of them, and instead focus their investments in new technologies around these systems, meaning that they can participate in the latest technology and still utilize existing assets without a full replacement. And that's one of the best strategies that the largest companies and governments are employing around the world.
Seth, just as a final question, and it's a curious one, really. What are some of the plans in the pipeline in the near future for Rimini Street?
Well, we continue to expand. We just opened up in the Philippines, so we continue to expand personnel, operations to support our customers, which are, we currently support in over 150 countries. So we're going to continue to expand out. We've added new security services, professional services. So we're expanding our service portfolio, servicing just about every industry in the world. And we're going to continue to grow, as we said, to achieve that $1 billion in annual revenue run rate by 2026 as a public company.
All right. I've been speaking with Seth Ravin, who is the founder, global CEO, and chairman of the board for Rimini Street. Seth, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and have a great day ahead.
Thank you. Great being with you again.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.